Ephesians chapter 1. From Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord, Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the upper heavenly places in Christ, according to how he chose us in him before the overthrow of the world, for us to be holy and without blemish in his presence in love, having appointed us beforehand for adoption through Jesus Christ to him, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of his glorious grace, with which he showed us grace in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, according to the richness of his grace, with which he abounded to us in all wisdom and thoughtfulness, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he planned in him, with a view to the dispensation of the fullness of times, to head up all things in Christ, those above the heavens and those on the earth. In him, in whom we also have been appointed as an inheritance, having been appointed beforehand, according to the plan of him who is active in all things, according to the resolve of his will, that we should be the praise of his glory. We who put our hope in Christ previously, in whom you too put your hope, after you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, and he is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the special possession, to the praise of his glory. On account of this, I too, having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love towards all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you on the occasions of my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in acknowledgement of him, and give you eyes of your heart which have been enlightened, so that you may know what the hope of his calling is, and what the wealth of the glory of his inheritance in holy places is, and what the exceeding greatness of his power is in us who believe, according to the action of his strong might, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the upper heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name which is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And when he put everything in subjection under his feet and made him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all for himself.